Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Autism, Sensory and Behavior. Everything you need to know, the way I see it, is a practical nonfiction guide by Temple Grandin. Drawing on her lived experience as an autistic person and her long career as an autism advocate and researcher, the book focuses on the relationship between sensory processing differences and behavior, arguing that many behaviors commonly labeled as defiance or noncompliance are better understood as responses to sensory overload, discomfort, or withdrawal. Rather than presenting autism as a single fixed profile, it treats sensory differences as a major lens for understanding daily challenges in home, school, and caregiving settings. The purpose of the book is not theoretical abstraction, but usable guidance. It offers concrete strategies, do and do not advice, and short recommendations designed for parents, teachers, and other supporters of autistic individuals. Its emphasis on strengths, adaptation, and practical sensory management places it among the most accessible books in Grandin's body of work. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, sensory differences as the key to understanding behavior. A central idea in the book is that behavior in autism often makes more sense when viewed through sensory processing. Grandin presents sensory overload, sensitivity, and sensory withdrawal as drivers of actions that outsiders may misread as stubbornness, avoidance, or agitation. This reframing matters because it shifts the focus from correcting behavior to understanding its cause. A child covering their ears, avoiding certain clothes, or resisting touch is not simply being difficult. They may be reacting to noise, texture, or other input that feels physically overwhelming. The practical value of this approach is that it encourages adults to observe patterns and environmental triggers before they assume a behavioral problem. By treating sensory experience as a legitimate source of distress, the book gives parents and educators a more accurate model for interpretation and response. That model is especially useful in everyday settings where small changes in sound, light, touch, or movement can have large effects on regulation and cooperation. Practical do and do not strategies for home and classroom support. The book is structured around guidance that is meant to be used immediately rather than studied abstractly. Grandin emphasizes simple do and do not advice, along with try it now, tips that can be adapted by parents, teachers, and caregivers. This practical orientation is important because sensory challenges are often situation-specific. What helps in one room or routine may not help in another. The book, therefore, encourages flexible problem-solving, such as reducing unnecessary stimulation, anticipating difficult transitions, and creating conditions that lower stress before behavior escalates. Its usefulness lies in the fact that it does not require specialized equipment or complex training to begin making improvements. Instead, it promotes small, concrete adjustments that can change how an autistic person experiences an environment. This makes the book especially relevant for everyday support roles, where consistency and attention to detail often matter more than broad theory. The result is a guide that reads less like an academic argument and more like a toolkit for better day-to-day decision-making. Thirdly, sensory desensitization and integration as support tools. Another important dimension of the book is its treatment of sensory desensitization and sensory integration. Grandin discusses ways to help autistic individuals tolerate or manage sensory input more effectively, especially when certain sensations are persistently overwhelming. The point is not to force normalcy, but to reduce distress and increase functional comfort. This makes the book significant for readers who want to understand how environmental supports can be paired with gradual exposure and structured adjustment. Sensory integration is presented as a useful framework when applied thoughtfully, with attention to the individual rather than a one-size-fits-all method. The book also suggests that sensory support can be part of everyday routines, not only formal therapy sessions. That broadens its relevance because it positions sensory management as a continuous process shaped by ordinary environments, clothing, food, movement, and social demands. Readers who work directly with autistic people will find this perspective valuable because it links theory to practical adaptation without turning support into a rigid program. Fourthly, strength-based thinking instead of deficit-focused interpretation. The book does not only explain difficulties, it also argues for noticing strengths that are often overlooked in autistic people. Grandin's position is that support should not revolve around deficit language alone because that approach can flatten individuality and hide useful abilities. By emphasizing strengths, the book invites readers to see autistic people as contributors with specific talents, perceptual advantages, and valuable forms of attention. This is not presented as a sentimental claim, but as a practical orientation for education and care. When adults look for competencies, rather than only problems, they are more likely to build environments in which those competencies can be used. The implications are significant for school planning, family expectations, and long-term support. A person who struggles with noisy social settings may still excel at detail-oriented work, pattern recognition, or focused problem-solving. Grandin's approach helps balance accommodation with respect, making the book more constructive than resources that frame autism mainly in terms of limitation. That balance is one reason the book stands out in the broader autism literature. Lastly, why this book is especially useful for parents, teachers, and caregivers. This book is particularly relevant to adults responsible for daily support because it translates autism knowledge into actionable observation. Parents, teachers, and caregivers often need to understand why a behavior is happening before they can respond effectively. And Grandin offers a sensory-centered explanation that is easy to apply. The short, practical format makes it suitable as a reference rather than a book that must be read linearly. That matters in real support contexts, where readers may need guidance on a specific issue such as clothing sensitivity, noise intolerance, or shutdown-like behavior. Compared with more clinical autism books, this one is grounded in lived experience and written in a direct style that avoids unnecessary jargon. Compared with memoirs, it is more explicitly instructional. This combination of personal authority and practical focus gives the book a distinctive place in the category. It is best suited for readers who want clear help understanding sensory-related behavior and who need strategies they can use in daily routines, classrooms, and family life. In conclusion, autism, sensory, and behavior. Everything you need to know, the way I see it, is best suited for readers who want a grounded, usable explanation of autism from someone who understands both the lived experience and the practical demands of support. Parents, educators, therapists. The book stands out because it does not treat sensory issues as a side topic. Instead, it places them at the center of behavior, which makes its advice more precise than many general autism books. Its strength is the combination of clarity, brevity, and application. It offers guidance that can be used in homes, classrooms, and care settings without requiring specialized expertise. Compared with broader autism overviews, it is more focused. Compared with technical clinical texts, it is more accessible. That balance makes it a practical reference for readers who need a better explanation of behavior and a more realistic way to support autistic people in everyday life. If you would like to support Temple Grandin PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.